It's application season.
It's a time to hype yourself up, let them know why you're interested and why you'd be a good fit. And more importantly, it's also a time to be reflective. We'll give you a few pointers in this episode for how to write that stellar personal statement.
Welcome back to Bamboo and Glass, a space where we share the underrepresented perspectives that shape our lifelong journey of learning and unlearning. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Tan. We release new episodes every Sunday wherever you listen to podcasts, so don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Bamboo and Glass to see memorable quotes and updates about new episodes.
All right, let's get into this episode because there's a lot we can say about writing a personal statement. It's very hard and it's also very worthwhile when you invest your time into writing something that you're going to be proud of. So writing a good personal statement matters because it gives people a lens or a starting point for interpreting the rest of your application. And this is especially important if you are someone who has a lot of passions and experiences and you need a story to help tie it all together. A good personal statement helps you highlight your unique story, especially when it's easy for readers to otherwise feel lost or confused in trying to make sense of the many things that you've done. This personal statement is going to represent you and speak for you and help you advocate for yourself, which also makes it really hard. And a personal statement, personally, one thing I really struggle with is the word limit. How do you condense your life story into these small vignettes that convince someone that you're the right person for the fellowship or for the job? I'm curious, Tan, for you, as you've done all of these different personal statements, what have you found to be difficult?
Yeah, so I agree. The word limit, it can sometimes be too constraining or it can be too many words that you have to fill. Something else that I often find to be challenging is as I am applying, time is passing, my journey also continues onward. And so a personal statement that I maybe wrote 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago may not actually stand as true to what I want to talk about in this personal statement now. And so it is this constant evolution that has to happen as I'm gaining more life experience that I want to imbue into a good personal statement.
Yeah. When we were applying to college, people often said, oh, just recycle your essays. But that's because all of those essays were being written in the same time period. That's like a pretty unique time in your life where you have so many applications all at once. So yeah, I definitely relate to that.
Mm-hmm. I know you have a lot of experience helping people. You talked about this in a recent episode that you love helping people with their personal statements. So what makes you so passionate about personal statements?
Yes, this all started back when I was in high school and applying to college. As I said, I think writing a good personal statement is such a cool skill because it can help you convey the really unique cohesion and thread among your many different life experiences. And I thought it was a really cool skill to be able to convert my experiences and feelings and learnings into something really concrete for myself to look back on, and also something really concrete that represents me and can vouch for me during a process that seems so impersonal. And then so I took that love for writing essays to my time in college, where I loved helping friends with their summer internship applications, program applications, grad school, med school, scholarship applications. And I really believe in my friends and want to help them find the words to speak for themselves and to vouch for themselves.
Yeah, I know you probably aren't writing that many personal statements anymore. Have you ever thought about wanting to go back to school just so that you could try out making a personal statement again and see what would be different?
I actually think that a lot of what we do on this podcast of taking a topic, reflecting on it, and preparing a lot of stories to talk about the topic is actually kind of fulfills what personal statements would enable me to do. And it's fun to look back on the episode and realize, ooh, I've grown a lot, which is sometimes like embarrassing, but also very endearing.
Yeah, they're evolving personal statements that you get to make every single week. And you can see so much growth that happens. So let's get into some tips and pointers for people when it comes to writing the personal statement. The first section we have is picking the stories and direction of your personal statement. This is the one that I definitely have the most trouble with because it's, again, finding those small vignettes that will be representative enough about your life but have a through line for it to matter to the admissions committee or to the person reading your application. So what are some tips you have for this, Sophia?
Yes, I also think this is the hardest part and the part that I spend the most time on. So the first thing you should think about is, why am I even being asked to write this personal statement? How does this supplement the rest of my application? What are they hoping to learn from me? So two questions you can ask yourself. One is, what does my audience want to learn? Do they want to learn about my motivation, about my skill set? Those are really different directions to take your essay. The second question to ask yourself is, what takeaways do I want the reader or the audience to have? What qualities do I want them to believe that I have? As you're thinking about the adjectives or the strengths that you want to portray, it's also important to think about the, I'll call it like the counter qualities. So if you over-index on a skill that you want to convey, is there a way that someone could misinterpret that, and how do you mitigate that from happening? For example, if you really want to convey that you are a visionary person, it's possible that people can interpret visionary as impractical. And so it's helpful to think about what you want to convey about yourself and also what you want to be careful to not convey about yourself. Another example is, if you want to convey that you are a really humble person, you might also come across as self-deprecating, which you don't want. And so this is really helpful because as you're reading your personal statement later on, you can think like, hey, is this the good balance of being humble but not too self-deprecating, visionary but not too impractical?
Awesome. And in terms of what stories to pick, some things that you can use include thinking about what stories stood out to your friends. So if your friends happen to be pretty invested in your application process, you can kind of turn to them and ask them, hey, what were some standout moments that I've talked to you about or that you've witnessed that you think are pretty representative of my journey that should be in my application? Or you could also record yourself, much like in podcast form, you can record yourself telling a story that you want to put into the personal statement to your friend and observe what comes up in the conversation. What is your friend most curious about? What are they clarifying? And what do you spend the most time explaining and gushing about as well?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea because you've probably heard of writer's block, where you sit down and there's a blank page and you don't know what to write. But I find that you're less likely to experience conversation block or talking block just because it's something that we do all the time. And so when you're talking to a friend and you record the conversation, you can later transcribe it and pick out the parts that were the most interesting in that conversation. So at this point, you may have thought of a lot of different stories that you could feature. How do you pick the best story? So one way to think about it is picking stories in which you are the hero of the story. It's okay to pick stories where there's a lot of context and a lot of things that happen to you. But if you can, you should try to center your experience. What did you do? How did you feel? I think something people often struggle with is finding stories that seem unique. And I think there are a lot of times when, have I really experienced something that no one else has ever experienced? Maybe not. But what is unique is your emotion and your reaction to it. So it's important to talk about, what did you do in the story? What role did you play? But also talk about your feelings. And I think those feelings, the way you describe them, can really stand out and resonate with the audience.
I think the feelings and reasoning can also go back to maybe associations of other memories or other past experiences you've had that are unique to you. I think there is a combination of experiences that are unique to you, even if each individual experience is not unique in and of itself.
Totally. Hopefully these tips have helped you think of a lot of stories. So how do you actually put all these stories down and start thinking about the structure and the overall narrative of the story? One way is to do reverse outline, where you just do a thought dump, you write down all the different stories you want to tell, just put in bullet points of the highlights of the story, and then read through them and think about, what are some themes that these stories have in common? How do these stories build on each other? Like, do you have like three different themes that keep popping up? Or do you feel like there's a really clear sequence in the stories? Like, oh, I have a group of stories that are from my childhood, a group of stories from my college years, a group of stories from like the present time, right? It helps you think about different ways you can group the stories. And that is how you can start formulating an outline for your story.
An exercise that I want to suggest for tying these threads together is I suggest that you write each of your stories on a separate post-it note. And then for each one, you can add more post-it notes around it based on the themes that you kind of see. Because a story can probably have multiple themes that come out of it. It's just a matter of choosing which theme you want. And then you can set aside other post-it notes that will serve as the transitions between the stories. And so by making it post-its, you can kind of play around with the ordering of the stories and just see like what happens. See what happens if you, I feel like most people tend to go for the chronological order, but what happens if you start off with something that happened more recently and then it going back into the past? That can serve as a really interesting transition potentially that maybe you wouldn't have seen because you live your life chronologically. Mm. So that can be a way for you to more visually see those different threads getting tied together.
So now we've talked about brainstorming the stories, creating the structure. Now let's say you're the part where you're revising your essay. So now let's talk about grammar and how to communicate really clearly and effectively. One thing I like to try is to read my essay out loud and see how it feels. Am I running out of breath? Am I getting lost in my own sentence? Do I find my eyes like jumping from sentence to sentence and being kind of confused? All of those things could convey that your sentence is too long. It's a really good test of how clear rewriting is. Because when you're reading out loud, you kind of have to read every single word. Whereas if you're just reading with your eyes, you can very easily skip over something and not even realize you're skipping over it.
And with that, I think another tip could be making your words easy and fun to read. It's not a test of your vocabulary, but rather a test of how you communicate. So while you're reading out loud, you'll probably notice that maybe there are some words that I don't actually use in everyday language that don't quite fit the speaking voice that I want to embody in this personal statement. So oftentimes reading out loud can also help you clarify what kind of voice you want to have.
Yes, that's a great point too. And third, another way to structure a story and just make it visually really easy to follow and potentially even skim is to visually break up your personal statement whenever possible. Instead of having long paragraphs, think about like, hey, could I actually break these up into smaller moments? And this helps the reader skim through if they need to without getting lost. And a fourth thing to help someone skim your essay, which realistically they're probably going to skim it, is to use really consistent terminology throughout. This is something that you probably don't really realize is important until you read someone else's essay and you realize how even the smallest inconsistency can be kind of confusing. And when it is consistent, it really helps because your eyes can scan through the essay. And let's just say you want to be like, oh, I kind of want to follow the storyline of this one person in the essay or this one event. Like I kind of want to see how this event comes back again and again throughout the essay. If you use a consistent terminology for it, then your eyes can very easily skim the essay and jump around and be like, okay, so you mentioned this event here and here and here. Okay, got it. I'm now refreshing myself about how this one person or this event played a role throughout this entire essay.
Those are all really great tips. So moving into, now you've probably done a lot of revising and proofreading on your own, but let's talk about asking for feedback from people. Feedback is oftentimes something that people take for granted. People don't think about how offering up feedback is actually a skill in and of itself. So you want to kind of lay down the guidelines for someone to be able to support you in the best way possible. When you're asking someone to read an essay, you want them to let you know what their main takeaways are because you want to know if it matches what you want their takeaways to be. If it's completely off the mark, then perhaps you might want to revise something, change up the structure, and change up the voice. If it does match what you wanted their takeaway to be, plus some, maybe that plus some could be something else that you can incorporate because maybe the way that they phrased it, you liked a little bit better than something that you had written. You can also ask them to let you know about the most memorable lines. Are they buried in the middle of a paragraph or easily visible? And can you make them more visible by making them the first or last lines in a paragraph or even a standalone paragraph? This is really helpful because these are sort of like mini theses in your personal statement that you really want someone who is, like you said, skimming through the personal statement, you want them to be able to notice that more quickly than if it's in the middle of the paragraph.
Yeah, I really like that because without giving someone these clear guidelines and like even like a rubric for evaluating your essay, you might be talking about different things. Like your friend might read the essay and be like, I think this essay is really good because it makes you seem like a really blank, you know, some good quality. And you might actually not want to be emphasizing that quality. And if you don't clarify what you want them to take away, they might be saying it's good, but the reason they think it's good is actually a mismatch with what you think is good. So yes, giving that rubric upfront is very helpful. Another tip for managing different versions of your essay, especially if you've been getting a lot of feedback and iterating on it, is to make a copy of the feedback that your friend gives to you. So let's just say you make a document, send it to your friend, they add a bunch of comments. Instead of you resolving the conflicts on that document, make a copy of that document first, and then you can do anything you want to the comments. Resolve them, delete them, etc. That way, you always have an earlier version of the essay that you can refer to, just in case you want to bring something back that you liked before. So, yep, those were our tips about writing a personal statement. Just to give a quick recap, we talked about how to pick the stories and theme of your personal statement, how to structure your personal statement, how to edit and refine your personal statement, and also how to get feedback and incorporate it effectively and efficiently into your essay. This is really fun. It was really fun to think about what I try to do to help my friends. And yeah, now we have this episode that I can look back on in the future. So this is like a little personal statement for us of like how we've advised people to write good personal statements.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to recommend episode 80, Telling Your Story in Applications, featuring Betty Boo. She was an admissions officer reader for Northwestern in the past. And so she gave a lot of great tips when it comes to high schoolers prepping and setting themselves up for success with the college application. So if you happen to be interested in learning a little bit more about the college application process, if you happen to be going through that, or maybe there's something that is worthwhile to take in from there into a different personal statement that you are working on. So I would highly recommend checking out that episode. She had a lot of really, really great ideas in there.
Yes. And also, if you just know someone who is in high school or looking forward to the college application process, for both Tan and I, we were the first in our families to go to college in the US. And we totally wish that we had that episode back when we were applying. So yeah, think of someone who would love this episode or Betty's episode and send it to them and let them know that we are on all podcasting platforms.
All right. I'm going to go work on my personal statement now. In the meantime, we'll talk to you next Sunday with our next episode. Bye.